Humanitarian workers in South Sudan says continuing violence in Upper Nile State is appalling and devastates the lives and livelihoods of residents. Annette Hans is the deputy head of the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OCHA. She says more than 9,100 people have been displaced following the recent surge in violence in Pashoda County of Upper Nile State.
The ongoing insecurity is hampering the ability of humanitarian partners to deliver life-saving assistance to thousands of people and has forced partners to put much-needed assessments on hold. In some areas, the violence has resulted in the relocation of humanitarian workers, looting of humanitarian facilities and supplies, and movement restrictions across Fashoda and Manyo counties.
Hans says the clashes that broke out in mid-November between armed groups resulted in civilian death and injuries. She says the fighters have abducted women and children, destroyed property and livelihoods. There also are reports of violence targeted at women.
Over 2,300 people arrived to the Malakal Protection of Civilians site, the POC, since the start of the crisis. This surge of new arrivals puts additional pressure on the already limited capacity of the partners to provide services to support them, with limited space for them to stay. As the conflict extended, an estimated 5,000 people displaced from Malut County to Manyo County. According to the local responders, at least 75% of the newly displaced are women and children, with many children separated from their caregivers.
Han says there are also reports of a significant number of people crossing into Sudan, while others are hiding in swamps. Han says Peter Bander Huarat, the interim humanitarian coordinator in South Sudan, is calling for an end to the fighting.
The humanitarian coordinator at interim, Mr. Van der Aert, is urging the government and local authorities to ensure safe and unimpeded access for humanitarian partners to all those in need, and called upon the parties to the conflict to cease all violence and in all circumstances act in full respect of international humanitarian law.
She says the displaced people are in dire need of humanitarian assistance, including food, water, sanitation and hygiene facilities, health care, mental health and psychosocial support. Last week, the African Union mission in South Sudan, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, the Reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, the Troika and the European Union and others called on the South Sudan government to engage with the armed groups in the conflict to end the violence. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Juba.